Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, several Chinese athletic coaches begin a training course at the G.C. Foster College, and in sports take steps to revive mini basketball. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. Six of China's top athletic coaches are now on the island to begin a technical training course at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. The coaches are here to learn more about Jamaica's track and field success.
Last year, when the Prime Minister visited China, she committed 10 scholarships for Chinese nationals to study at the college, commencing September this year. In the negotiations, the Chinese authorities indicated that they would wish for some technical training for some of their top coaches. And so we organized this technical training coaches.
Principal of G.C. Foster College, Edward Shakes. The technical training course will see the Chinese coaches, who are from the Beijing Sports University, exposed to various aspects of local training and athlete development.
Their major interest is track and field and sprinting in particular. They will be conducting training under the leadership of Mr. Maurice Wilson, who's our head coach and of course is Jamaica's technical director for our national track and field team. And they will be looking at various areas, especially in areas of program writing. We've also looked at the areas of interest of the Chinese coaches and we'll be addressing those. They will also spend some time observing coaches, athletes in training. Certainly the G.C. Foster athletes and athletes elsewhere in Jamaica. And they will be attending meets, especially the National Senior Trial that will be held at the end of the month.
Mr. Sheikh says the university is working towards establishing a similar program of exchange which will see some of its coaches going to China.
They are largely from the Beijing Sports University. And we are hopeful that we will be able to have exchanges between the two institutions, certainly to have some of our persons exposed to the areas that they have high levels of competence. And I certainly look forward to some of our persons having the opportunity to go to China as well.
After more than a decade-long hiatus, mini basketball is being reintroduced at the primary level, courtesy of a partnership between InSports and the Western and Corporate Area Basketball Associations. The three recently partnered to stage an exploratory tournament to gauge interest among schools in St. James and the corporate area. And by indications, the schools are more than ready for under-13 basketball to make a comeback.
We see a number of schools who want to play, complaining about no basketball. Like in Kingston, there's only families that were famous primary school in basketball. And they have been complaining, and we have listened, and we have decided to... this year, we're not having a league in Kingston. We're just having a two-day tournament, but we have a number of schools who came forward to take part, and we've tested this year, but we have some interest, and we're going with it.
In sports officer Calvin Martin, he adds that the next move is to find corporate partners who can help raise the profile of the sport.
When this program was at full swing, Kingston had about 40-something schools, St. Catherine had about 30-something. We had almost 70 schools used to be involved in it for 6 years ago. You know. What we want to do is to see how we can find ways to partner to do programs without having to exhaust our resources because we have a number of sports to cover.
With any luck, a new under-13 competition should make a comeback within the next school year.
It is done to allow the kids to have fun and participate in the game because it's more about the movement and the experience to the pace of the game than really about winning.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.